This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There are plus or minus 700,000 people in this country living and working in this economy legally as a result of something called Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, as it's known. People brought here illegally as kids. The Obama-era executive order establishing that program was sharply criticized by candidate Donald Trump. Those criticisms are being soft-pedaled, though, by President-elect Donald Trump. But people who are vulnerable because of it are caught in between. Katia Garcia, her story is today's installment of our series, My Economy.
My parents actually made the decision of bringing my sister and me to the United States because I was diagnosed with lupus. So they made that decision, you know, that maybe if they brought me here, they were able to afford more. I'm well. People look at me and they're like, okay, they don't even think that I'm sick. With DACA, you know, I was able to think a little more about my future without hitting a wall, right? Because I felt like, okay, now I have the opportunity to achieve certain things that without money, I wouldn't have been able to. I was able, you know, to find a part-time job actually tutoring at a high school, and I wasn't able to do that before. And I graduated with a bachelor in sociology. I feel like I have accomplished a lot, and I have been able to help a lot of my parents. I pay actually most of the rent because my parents are struggling a little bit with money. Now it's harder to picture my future with the new election results. I feel like I won't be able to support my family anymore. We just have to stay strong, and this is the time to voice how we feel.
Katia Garcia in Los Angeles. You can tell us about your economy. There's a place to do it at marketplace.org.